Hello?
Hi, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
About what?
It's just a general survey about issues facing your community.
Easter space, I can't understand what you're saying. It sounds like you said Easter space. What are we surveying about?
No, general issues facing your community.
Oh, okay. Okay. What's up?
Okay, so just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
American.
White, African-American, Black, Hispanic, Asian?
Black, Black.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
61.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not at all closely?
I try not to at all.
Okay, so not closely at all?
No, because it's bullshit what they got out there. So I don't get about opinion, but yeah, not at all. I don't like all that misinformation they're spreading.
Okay.
And it's brainwashing a lot of people that they're living in an altered reality. We got to do something to get them back to reality.
Okay, and regardless of how you have voted previously, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Will you call yourself a strong or not very strong Democrat?
With all the bull going on, I'm going to be strong. Because the other party got a strong misinformation campaign going.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly or somewhat approve?
Strongly. You can only do so much. I strongly approve.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
See, that's a loaded question. I'm very dissatisfied, but not with the party that's in there. I'm dissatisfied with the misinformation from the other party and the nationalism that they're pushing on in this country. That's what makes me very dissatisfied with the direction of the country. And I knew what the leadership that's in there is the undertone of the other that is making me dissatisfied with it. I don't believe in white nationalism, and that's what they're pushing.
Okay, noted. And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think they're about the same.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? I will read about 11 options, and you can select 2. First one, reducing crime. 2, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people. 3, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs. 4, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare. 5, combating division and racism. 6, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt. 7, improving K-12 public school education. 8, creating more jobs and raising wages. 9, protecting abortion rights. 10, border security. And 11, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods. You can select 2 options.
Well, I don't know the numbers, but the one that you said about fighting the division and the racism in the country, that's number 1. And the other ones, they all kind of fell together because, like I said before, my biggest issue is we have to stop the spread of nationalism in this country.
Okay, noted. Just a moment.
Mm-hmm. I would tell them, go back and look at some old history of World War II and what nationalism is, and just follow, and you can see the same pattern.
And to continue, I'd like to you to rate your feelings towards some people and organization using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means you feel very warm, and 0 means that you feel very cold, and 50 means you do not feel warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first person is Kamala Harris.
I'll tell you, I feel good, 100.
Next person, Donald Trump.
0.
Next person, Joe Biden.
100.
Next, in general, Republicans in Congress.
Definitely 0.
They next person.
They stacked our courts against us, and we're going to pay for that for years. Our grandkids will. Go ahead.
Next person, Jill Stein.
Jill Stein?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know her. Not right.
Next, Sherrod Brown.
I'd give him 100.
Next, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I'd give him probably a 50.
Next, Bernie Moreno.
Oh, definitely a 0.
Next, Tim Scott.
0.
And Democrats in Congress, in general.
In Congress, I'd give them 100. They can only do so much. It's a vote system.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. And if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for whom would you vote?
Sherrod Brown.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
I try not to listen to any of that.
Okay, so would you say only a little or nothing at all?
Nothing. I mean, it comes over the news, but I don't sit there and pay a lot of attention to it. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
I try not to listen to him either. Mm-mm.
Okay. Now, I'd like you to read, I'd like to read to you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You can select 2. I will read about 8 options. Number 1, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security. 2, stagnant wages and rising costs. 3, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism. 4, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms. 6, Donald Trump getting elected president again. 7, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community. 8, rising crime and violence. And 9, the lack of quality education opportunities. You can select 2.
I'd say 3 and 4. Yeah, 3 and 4. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 3 was the one about the rise of white supremacy, and 4 was the one about the courts overturning and being, yeah, those 2.
Yes, thank you. Mm-hmm. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will do better at dealing with that issue. The first issue is tackling inflation and dealing with rising costs.
Biden.
Much better or somewhat better?
Much better.
Next issue, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Biden much better.
Next issue, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Biden would do a much better job because the other guy you're talking about, he's the one spreading it.
Okay, next issue, fixing the immigration system.
I'd say Biden.
Much or somewhat better?
Much better. Because like I say, the other guy working them down there in Mar-a-Lago for free damn near, but he wants to stop the other ones that want to come over here and make a decent wage.
Okay, next issue, rising crime and violence.
I'd say Biden.
Much better, or somewhat better?
Yeah, much better.
Okay. And the last issue, growing the U.S. economy.
I'd say Biden. Much better.
Thank you. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
I'd say I'm more favorable towards him, but really not because of the war. I mean, he can't do nothing about the war, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and it's much more or somewhat more favorable?
I'm more favorable because he's keeping us out of putting troops on the ground.
And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
I think it was fair. Yeah, it was fair. You're guilty, you're guilty.
Okay. Would you say somewhat?
It was very fair because I believe in our legal system that they're trying to destroy. If the legal system that we have with people on it to make these decisions, I believe in it. And they made the decision because of the evidence.
Okay, and since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
I hope you laugh when you ask me that. You know that's bullshit. I ain't got nothing to do with the criminal. I come from a family in law enforcement and public safety. That has nothing to do with us. That's an insult that they would even put that in this survey. The fuck they, excuse my language, that pissed me off. To ask me something like that. No. Had nothing to do with us in crime. Crime is more economically based, not because of your race.
Okay, imagine you strongly disagree then.
Exactly. And that's an insult. You should tell them to take that question out. To ask an African-American something like that is an insult.
Okay, will do. We're almost done. How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media? Very often, often?
Not at all. I try not to read it because that stuff is not verifiable. That's misinformation. If you go to look into fact check, a lot of that stuff that they're spreading is not right. That's why I tell anybody, you have to at least three different sources fact-check what you read on social media.
Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, these last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate?
High school graduate with some college and a professional certificate.
Thank you. Are you married? Married? Single? Divorced?
Married.
Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'd say I'm moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice or a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Probably once a week. If you don't include Bible study, once a week. If you include Bible study, twice a week.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Probably about half.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
It's urban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Okay, so that was it. Thank you very much for your participation, and this concludes our survey. Thank you again for your time and participation.
Okay, I hope they put my results in there because I'm being real. I'm from the streets out here. We're real. This stuff they're putting on TV ain't real, and people need to realize that. All righty, thank you.
Thank you for your time again. Have a wonderful day. Goodbye. Bye.